Good morning, Alex.
Thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning. So I guess first, what makes the Australian Consumer Watchdog proposed changes to consumer protection and privacy laws so significant?
Well, the ACCC has, through this digital platforms inquiry, reached the conclusion that privacy policies are not giving us good information or real choices at the moment, that very often we find them confusing and hard to read, and that the choices about being able to opt out of the various uses of our personal information are not easy to exercise. These changes that the ACCC are proposing would give us better information and more choices. So, for example, it wouldn't be possible for companies that are covered by the Privacy Act to continue to pre-tick boxes that say we want personalised advertising or that we want to be tracked using geolocation tracking. And it wouldn't be possible to bundle consent to various uses of our personal information to say, if you want to use this service, you've also got to agree to your personal information being used for marketing purposes.
Well, I guess most recently an example of that in the media is FaceApp. It came out that place, I think it was in Russia where the company was kind of based, they then had access to your biometric data after you accepted it. Would you say that the way that companies use our private information is concerning?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that one of the big problems is that a lot of these uses of our personal information are quite hidden. So you've mentioned the example of FaceApp, but there's also recently, last week, the ACCC announced that it was taking action against Health Engine, which is an app in Australia that allows people to make doctor's appointments. But it turned out that Health Engine was also using people's personal information to provide details about them to insurance brokers and to law firms.
Jeez.
And people weren't aware of this, thinking they're just booking a doctor's appointment, but in fact their personal information is being sold off to these other entities. So very often those kinds of uses, sometimes they're buried away in a privacy policy or another document that we haven't accessed. And the ACCC is saying that is absolutely unacceptable to be hiding these kinds of uses that are really concerning to consumers. That kind of use should be headlined if the company's proposing to use our personal information in that way, and we should have real choices about that.
So I guess one of the things that always kind of concerned me when I first started to get into technology was that the terms and conditions for Apple, for example, you can't get through them. You know, it takes something like a year or something of just hardcore reading to get through them. So would it kind of impact the way that that a contract as such, like a terms and conditions, is given to the consumer?
Certainly. And so the ACCC has commented on the length of privacy policies going to how easy they are, or rather how difficult they are to understand. And the research has been done that shows that for the average consumer to read all of the privacy policies that apply to them, it would take them 6 working weeks a year, which you can see is just impossible.
Absolutely.
We're not going to be able to do that. But these proposed reforms would mean that the important information would need to come up front, and it would need to be clear, and we'd need to be given real choices about whether we consented to those uses of our personal information, rather than having, as you've mentioned, really lengthy privacy policies that run to thousands of words over various documents that don't allow us to see what's going on.
Do you believe it's unethical of corporations to not fully inform consumers about what happens to their information when the consumer has kind of given a digital signature?
I think it's really unacceptable to be pretending that we're consenting to these extra uses of our personal information when those uses are not made clear from the outset. So the ACCC has commented that often these policies start with the comforting reassurances, we care about your privacy, we never sell your information. And the things that we're really concerned about, like whether we're being tracked by our location or whether that information is being disclosed to third parties or sent overseas, you'd have to read for pages and pages to find that out. And those terms are expressed in really vague, open-ended language. So we don't actually know who the information is being sent to and what exactly it's being used for. And I think that's unacceptable behaviour on the part of companies to be hiding those important aspects of their data practices.
And I guess finally, do you really believe that the new changes proposed by the AC watchdog can better protect consumers?
The proposals that the ACCC has made would make a really good start at giving us real choices about what happens with our personal information. This is a huge debate that's going to consume us for some years to come, in a kind of tug of war between us and corporations and governments that would like to track our lives in more detail. But it would be a very good start for us to be able to have clarity from companies about what they're trying to do with our personal details.
Yeah, absolutely. Catherine, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us about that this morning.
That's a great pleasure.